President Obama said it is hard to understand why the traditionally anti-Russian Republicans are still endorsing Trump.
Mr. Trump's continued flattery of Mr. Putin and the degree to which he appears to model many of his policies and approaches to politics on Mr. Putin is unprecedented in American politics.
The president also said he had never seen or heard any presidential candidate try to discredit the election process before it even took place, as Trump has.
They even want to try and rig the election at the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common.
Obama said the election process in the United States is too decentralized for any significant rigging, and that in many swing states, voting will be run and monitored by Republican officials.
You start whining before the game's even over? If whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else? Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
The Italian Prime Minister also took a subtle swipe at Trump, saying countries should build bridges, not walls.
We believe that it's fundamental, it's crucial, not to succumb to the culture of fear.
Renzi said Obama's presidency will leave a positive legacy in Europe as well as in America. He praised the United States for supporting economic growth instead of austerity to get out of the global financial crisis that began in 2008.
Your country has indicated, shown us the way, how to get out of the biggest crisis after the war. I believe that Europe can and should do more. Italy considers the U.S. as the reference point in this battle. But of course, we also have to do our homework.
The Italian leader was greeted at the White House with pomp that could boost his status at home. After an official lunch on Tuesday, he also was treated to the last scheduled state dinner hosted by President Obama. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.